This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Now we've got Luis Barajas with us. He's one of our favorite certified financial planners. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be back.
So, Luis, we've got a listener on the phone for you who I know really, really wants your expert advice. But before we get there, I know you want to clarify one thing about financial planners.
Well, there's a huge misconception of how people get paid. There's commission, then there's fee-based. Fee-based people actually can charge you a fee but also sell product. There's a higher level, which is called fee-only. They cannot earn a commission, nor can they accept referral fees. Now, the other thing is when you are fee only, you kind of let your licenses that to sell go.
Okay.
And so what happens is by law, fee only advisors have a fiduciary responsibility with the individual they're working with. Commission and fee-based actually have licenses with some kind of broker. And so their fiduciary responsibility is with that broker, not with you.
Now, does that mean that I should look for a fee-only certified financial planner?
Absolutely. I think that what you're looking for is someone that's going to remove all conflict of interest, has your best interests at heart. And then if they're going to select investments for you and help you, they're going to walk you through, so either like through a Vanguard or DFA, something that's no commission. Or if they're going to refer you to an estate planning attorney because you need to get a will or a trust done, they're not going to send it to their best friend who's going to give them a cut or take them out to play golf or whatever, can't receive a referral fee.
Great. Well, you're actually here to answer a different question.
Okay.
One we have from a caller. We've got Maria on the line from Minneapolis. Hey, Maria.
Hello.
So have you actually thawed out there in Minnesota yet?
Yes, we have finally, but it got cold again. But we did have snow on May 3rd.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Well, congratulations. Welcome to spring.
Well, thank you.
So can you tell Luis a little about your situation?
The situation is that after over 6 years of un and underemployment, I am gainfully employed as a project manager for a research study at the University of Minnesota.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm actually working full time again. I'm very excited.
You sound emotional. You sound emotional about this.
Yes. Of course. Sorry.
No, please. Congratulations.
Those are happy feelings.
It's happy
feelings.
Those
are happy feelings.
I'm
going to get emotional
listening
to you right now, Maria.
Well, being unemployed is really, really difficult.
Absolutely.
And during my unemployment, this leads up to my question, is that during my unemployment, I ended up losing everything. I lost a house and foreclosed on that, and I lost my entire retirement savings because I needed to cash it in to live.
Mm-hmm.
And so here I am now, back in a professional job, and I mean, first of all, I suddenly feel like I have this largesse. I suddenly have more than enough money. My expenses are low. I no longer have any, I have no debt. My credit rating is back up into the 700s, and I could actually work out a budget where I could save like a third of my income, although I would also like to have some money for pleasure, too. I'm grossing about $1,700 a month.
And so the question is just how much should you save and how much should you feel free to do something fun with?
Yeah, and how do I save?
Right. Well, Maria, first of all, congratulations. And the most important thing to do right now is to focus on building a safety net for yourself. You're going to have to build an emergency reserve, or what I call a confidence fund. The other thing is also you want to start, because you've used up all your money in your retirement plan, is figuring out as much as you possibly can, but also creating a budget in which you can focus on aligning your values, the most important things that you live by. I always say the things that you would even die for, such as, you know, taking care of your health. Because when people haven't had a job, they have what I call deferred maintenance, whether they haven't seen a doctor for a while or a dentist mm-hmm. for a while or an optometrist for a while. You need to spend money on yourself, rebuilding your self-confidence, making yourself more attractive, feeling great about yourself. And don't be afraid to invest in that. Notice that I didn't say spend money on that. I said invest in that. It's really important.
And what do you think about that? How does it feel to think about making those types of expenditures?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking, like, I was actually thinking of cosmetic dentistry recently. I have a tooth that's been discolored and problematic since I was a child, actually. And my insurance isn't going to pay for a cosmetic dentistry, but...
Why is this tooth something that you haven't gotten fixed yet?
Well, I couldn't afford it. you know, basically it could be $2,500 or more. And that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I think what, you know, we also take a look at is more of the psychic value of money. And sometimes getting a tooth fix is not just the cost of it. It's also making you feel better. You smile more. You're happier. When I do a budget for a client, not only do I take a look at where they should be spending their money on, but where should they spend their money on that they're not spending their money on? What's going to provide them also more happiness? Now, we're not talking about materialism when you're saying, you know, I want to buy an expensive car, but investing in getting your tooth fixed might change just the way you smile every single day, the way you will hang out with friends, or how you're going to be at work. Writing down a budget and then putting down also, what are the things that I would love to have in my life that I would have a regret if tomorrow were the last day on earth? What are some of the things that you would want? And then also align those with your values. What's important to you? Is family important to you? Is your health important to you? Is giving back to charity important to you? Because when you align your money with your values, there's also tends to be a lot more happiness in life as well.
Do you think your tooth would be on that list?
You know, it's interesting because I have had some work on it, but it was never perfect. So, yeah, I look at pictures of myself and I notice it. And yeah, I guess the short answer is yes.
You know, Maria, I think if you can sit down with what I call a fee-only financial planner that can actually sit down and do some goal setting and give you some numbers as to what's the appropriate amount of money you need to save for retirement if you worked another 13 years or whatever.
That's good advice. I hadn't thought about seeking professional help.
Great. Maria, thank you. Thanks for writing. It's a great question, and it is so nice to have somebody whose outlook is improving.
Yeah, we're really happy for you, Maria.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And Louis, thank you. Louis Barajas is a certified financial planner here in California.